Blog Talk Radio.
Sabes algo, papi, no hablas conmigo. Estoy con mi amiga, no quiero bebida.
Everybody's having a good Wednesday. I generally have a good week anyway, but I was a little depressed earlier during the week, but I guess it's because my birthday's coming up. I don't know, but I'm doing much better today. I got out for just a little while today, not as much as I wanted to, but I did get out. It was beautiful out. It rained a little bit. It was a little muggy, but it still was a beautiful day. And nothing else is really going on. Oh, news flash. My author, whose book will be ready for pre-sales probably within another couple of weeks, and it's getting so close to getting finished, and it's a really, really, really good story. So I hope you guys will support Antoine T. Money when his book does come out. And if anybody else has any books they want to be published, hit me up on my website. My website, I don't know, at one point my website wasn't directing the memberships and the manuscripts directly to me, but that has been fixed. So if you go into my website, which is jjpublishing.com, and submit a manuscript, it'll come directly to me. And if you want to become a member, that also is open to me now. So if you went on the site and I haven't responded back to you, my apologies, but it wasn't functioning at that particular time. But it is now, so go back, become a member, and keep up with what's going on with JJ Publishing. Okay, tonight's topic is of a mature subject matter. As you guys all know, my shows are geared for a mature audience. So if you're under 18, please disconnect from my show. There are quite a few other shows on that I'm quite sure that are age appropriate, but my show tonight, and as usual, my shows on Wednesday night are for mature audience only. Then tonight's topic is, are adult entertainers good role models for their children? My co-host had brought this particular topic up, as I also tell you guys every week. If you have a topic that you want me to discuss on my Bring Your Sexy Back show, which is every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m., just drop me an email at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or if you inbox me here on Blog Talk Radio, put in the subject topic so I can know, you know, because a lot of those emails I get are basically people telling me that their show is getting ready to start. They want me to listen, so I really delete them because I know whose shows I'm able to listen to and the shows that I want to listen to. So if you want to give me a topic, just put it in there what you want to the topic to be, and I'll respond back. And with that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Danny.
Yes, honey.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am fantastic, girl. Just fantastic. I just, you know, was just thinking about this show when you had presented it to me, and I did a little bit of, you know, research on the internet as far as like the adult entertainment world. Now, that not only consists of porn stars, it also it's a wide variety of adult entertainers out there. Like we have the stars that are doing the pornography. We also have the brothels. We have the massage parlors. It was a whole gamut of them I thought of, and I just slipped me that quick. But there's a lot of adult entertainment going on out there, and some of these adult entertainers have children. Some of them even married, you know.
Right.
So I was watching Dr. Drew, a little clip they had on the internet, and this young lady had came on and said how she was, you know, in adult entertainment, and she did it because she didn't want to get on welfare, and she wanted to be independent and this and that, you know. But my thing is, and I'm only speaking from my personal self, is I would rather get welfare and food stamps and assistance than to be displayed in the manner that some of these pornographic stars are displaying themselves. And, you know, some of these entertainers that, oh, strippers is another adult entertainer, and, you know, doing the things that they're doing in the name of money. So I couldn't really go along with what she was saying because, you know, she just felt that getting the public assistance was so below her when there are people who getting public assistance that need it and appreciate it, and that's the only way that they can do to get on their feet. Because I received public assistance when my children were young because I couldn't get a job at that particular time, and I really wanted to be home with my kids anyway. But, you know, just going through that, I wasn't ashamed or embarrassed. It was just something that, you know, I did. And before that, before I even had my children, I began working when I was 14. So, you know, it was money I felt that I had put in the system anyway. And another guest that came on And she was opposing what the first guest had said. The first guest said that her children knew. I think she had three kids or something. They were young kids, but they were old enough to know, you know, what she was doing. And she says that she told them, you know, what she was doing. And I just can't see me telling my child that I'm doing pornographic tapes to make money. You know, this influences a child as far as I'm concerned, because what they're going to think is, oh, that's okay, so when I grow up, I'm going to do the same thing that my mom did. Now, Dr. Drew never got I didn't see the whole thing, but I would have asked her, how would you feel if this is the path your son or your daughter wanted to take, you know, opposed to going to college, getting a degree and getting a good job? And he just said, well, forget that. I just want to be a pornographic star because that's what my mom was. And I'm quite sure you don't have to have a degree or any type of education to be a pornographic star. I don't know, but I just can't be on the sidelines hooraying and clapping for a woman who does that solely to say, I don't want to get welfare, I want to be independent. You could work at McDonald's or, you know, whatever. You know, if you have a degree, if you're educated, you don't need to do that. You know, I'm just feeling that was something that she wanted to do. You know, I could be wrong, but then this other young lady comes on and she says she used to be a pornographic star. She said, but what happened to her? She said that she had a daughter, and I think her daughter at this particular time is 18, but she said when her daughter had found out that she was a pornographic star because she had found one of her tapes, her DVDs, that's when DVDs was out or whatever. And so she saw the cover and she just assumed that her mother was, you know, a star. So she invited all the little friends over and put the tape in, and lo and behold, she just was mortified. Then she said her daughter had one of her daughters had started had seen a pornographic tape or something, and she had started masturbating when she was 4. And then she said she had psychological problems and she had to go through therapy and this and that. Now I can understand something like that happening because, you know, maybe because she didn't tell her daughter. But, I mean, those are things that if I was to do something like that, I don't think I would want my child to ever know anything about it, because I wouldn't, you know, the effects it may have on my child, especially if I'm thinking, well, I'm doing this because I like it, but I don't really want my daughter to do it. I don't want my son to do it. You know, so I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to let them know anything about it, because children are so impressionable, and they think highly of their parents, and they want to be like their parents. So the first thing, like I said, is going to go through their mind, I want to do what mommy did. You know, so what is your take on that, Danny?
Well, first and foremost, I'm open to a little bit of everything. I'm always pro-choice. You know, my motto is what works for you.
Right.
My whole thing is, at the end of the day, I am an adult entertainer. I don't have kids, but I have nieces, mm-hmm. I have nephews, I have a little sister, and I have cousins, and I have a goddaughter.
Right.
So
right.
My whole thing about it is everybody gets into whatever they get to easy. Some people does it because, like the young lady said, she didn't want to be on welfare. Each his own. Maybe she felt
right.
as though she had 2 or 3 kids and 7 dollars and 15 cents is not going to make it for her. And honestly, in all actuality, it's not going to work for her, especially if she owns a house and she got a lot of bills. She's going to be working a hell of a lot more overtime to try to
right.
just maintain for her bills and
right.
for her. And like I said, each his own. If she felt as though that porn was something for her, or escorting was for her, stripping was for her, each his own. My whole thing about it is I would never want to not be open with my kids. Like I said, I can't speak for my parent because I don't have any children. And for me right now, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm grown.
Right.
I can do what I want to do, and I'm not hurting anybody. I don't have a husband, an ex-husband. I don't have stepkids. I don't have anything right now. So, I mean, I do have family, and they spoke on it. My family is churchy. They're very religious. So, I mean, I still deal with that because they don't like it. But
they know about
it? Oh, yeah, they know about it. And if they don't know about it, they're going to have to watch the Bill Cunningham show because they're going to know about it then. And the whole world going to know about it by then. So if they don't know now by listening to this show, they're going to know by watching Bill Cunningham. When it do air, they'll learn it there. But majority of my family do know, like my immediate family, my mother, my dad, my sisters and them. And, no, they don't like it. And I believe what my mom is like, out of sight, out of mind. You know, I don't sit down and hold conversations and be like, oh, yeah, this is what I did, this scene I did this day, and da-da-da, and this is what I'm going for. No, but I'm honest and open with my mom. So one thing about it is she won't never have to be, if anything was to happen to me, she know how to approach the situation because she knew of it. She might not like it, but at the end of the day, like she said, you're grown. It ain't nothing illegal. I'm not out here doing something that I'm not supposed to, far as selling drugs or whatever the case may be. I enjoy it. To me, sex is a billion-dollar industry. For me,
it's
a business. And if it works for me, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to work. I know a lot of people that are parents that have kids that are babies, that have middle kids, and that have grown adults that are in this industry, whether it's stripping, whether it's porn, or whatever it is that has to do with sex, that do it. And I consider them still role models. However they handle with their kids is their kids. If they feel as though they want to tell their kids at a certain age or a certain time or when they run across it, then they deal with it. I still don't, it doesn't matter what you do that's going to make you a role model. I know people that are functioning druggies, and they're still role models. They go to work every day, but they do what they do at the end of the day. Do that make them not good role models because they do what they do on their spare time? No, don't get me wrong. The drug is going to catch up to them. Their kids may do no, but never want to say anything. But they take care of, they pay their bills, they go to work every day, they take care of their kids, they give their kids what they want, they give love and tender care, but on their spare time, they do drugs. Do that make them not good role models? No. It's all up on how you raise your kids and what your standards is, because everybody's household is different, everybody parenting is different. Because I don't want to, because I'm open with minds or want to be open with minds, doesn't mean I'm a bad parent. And because someone else doesn't want to tell their children until at a certain age, don't mean that they're bad parents. Everybody has their reasons for what they did. And like I said again, sex is a billion-dollar industry. I tell you the truth, I'd rather do a scene for $800-$900 than to work at Burger King or McDonald's. That's just me personally, to work at McDonald's and got to kill my damn self to try to make what I just made in a few hours. Yeah, don't get it wrong. Yeah, it's a DVD that's made and 10 million people and billion people probably going to see it. But at the end of the day, I still get compensated for what I just did and plus all them sales and on DVDs. I deal with it when it comes time. If one of my nieces, one of my cousins, one of my if my goddaughter decides to see it, then I deal with it at that point of time when that appropriate time comes. I'm not sitting down with a five-year-old and telling her, well, this is what, no. No. If she run across something, and she shouldn't because she's in kindergarten. She has no business, and nobody in kindergarten should be watching that crap. But, again, now society is totally different. So my whole thing about it is I don't think what you do as a profession is going to make you a bad role model unless it's something illegal or life and death. That's just my opinion on the situation.
Okay, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that you do have a teenage daughter, and she did run across one of your tapes, and she became angry with you. How would you deal with that situation?
First of all, I'm grown. Whatever I do, take care of these bills, because you're not even old enough to work or to maintain bills. And if she feels as though she's angry, we can sit down and try to figure out what it is that you're angry about and what do you think that mommy should do. But at the end of the day, I will allow her to know that I'm grown, I'm mommy, I'm the parent, and if she doesn't like it, there's so many other ways we can go about this if she doesn't like it.
Okay, now she tells you, mommy, I really don't like you doing that. Would you stop doing it?
It depends. It depends on how far I'm in it. I can tell you that, and by the time my child's 16, I should have made enough money to maybe have stopped. and maybe consider it. But at the end of the day, I mean, I will consider my child's feelings, because at the end of the day, she's the one that's going to reap off of what I did, because kids are cruel. People are cruel. Adults are even cruel. And adults don't care what they say around kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't hide what I did. I can't take back what I've done in my past. But we can move forward and try to figure out a way that we can both be happy at the same time. He may not understand it at the time, but why I continue to still do it, if it is that I can still do it. But for me, I have more multiple talents. So it's not like that is a career that I wanted to do for the rest of my life and that's it. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm a certified nursing assistant. I've been there for 9 years. Every 3 years, I restate my certified.
Mm-hmm.
So not only that, I sing, I entertain as far as a radio show. I do a whole lot of other things. So it's not that career path is like, okay, I need it, I did it. No, to me, to be honest, the reason why I'm using that, because it's easy recognition. It's like, you know, easy exposure, fast exposure, and great money at the time.
Right.
You know, my whole thing is I plan on branching off and doing my own thing. But right now I'm building a brand, and that's what works for me right now. I'm happy, I'm content, and I'm okay. But when it comes to my child, hopefully I done brand enough and brand off enough to I can say, well, you know what, from this point on I won't do it. Mommy won't do it anymore. Because, again, you know, I don't just want to be, you know, what they say, hard-headed and just go against the grain because that's my child and I'm grown. No. I mean, I want to consider her feelings as well.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Some of the stars that are, you know, in the porn business are husband and wife. Some of them work together, and some just the wife is into it, or some just the husband is into it. Could you, let's just say, could you be married to a porn star and not be in it yourself, or could you be in it with your husband, or how would that work out for you?
I mean, if we both can be in it, that's great. We can both share that. I mean, that we both know where we're coming from, so nobody, it won't be off balance to, oh, my God, why you got to do this so nobody's feelings won't get hurt. I mean, at the end of the day, you're probably going to feel some type of way because it's like, you know, oh, wow, you got to work with this person, or you got to work with that person, and, oh, my God, I always wanted to work with that person, or whatever. It could be something like that in terms of not agreeing. I take it like far as not agreeing in that way. I've dated a stripper, and I was not a stripper at the time. I've done it before, but I at the time I wasn't a stripper, and he was. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going to the shows and watching the women go crazy over him, because at the end of the day, I got to go home with that. So my whole look on it, it's okay to me. You know, it vice versa. I've dealt with a guy. I was with a guy, and he was with it. I explained to him what I was doing as far as now and what I was into and what I was going to do. And he was, I'm ride or die, and I'm with you, and I got your back. Then, apparently, you know, I don't do the Facebook thing, but I allowed it to do the Facebook. I allowed him to come on my page. I allowed to let everybody know I was, you know, with somebody, da-da-da. And I think it started from there, seeing the comments, seeing, you know, different posters I post, the comments, and he was going back and forth. And then it's like, He didn't want the, I guess, the attention, far as that attention. He was trying to be in the music business, and he didn't want to be interviewed and asked about, oh, my God, your wife, you know, she's doing this, or your girlfriend's doing this and that. So, I mean.
But he knew this. He knew what you was doing all the time, all along, right?
Yeah. Right. He knew in the beginning what it was, and his thing was, I'm a ride and I'm a die. Okay, well, you're a ride and you're a die. Okay, well, let's get it. But it, I guess when it looks like, oh, she's not playing, she's dead serious, like, okay, she's about to really go through this, I guess it must have hit home. And now feelings got more. He loved me. I loved him. And now his feelings getting deeper. It was, I don't, you know, I'm really not really liking what you do. Well, honey, you have a problem because, see, I told you this from the door. That sounds like a personal problem now. And there's nothing that you're going to do now because now I'm into it. And, you know, you were supposed to be my number one supporter and fan, so that didn't work out. We're no longer together. So, I mean, and it's other reasons, just not that, but that was one of the reasons of why things go up and down in that breakup. That was part of the reason. And so, I mean, I don't have a problem. I'm very open about everything that I do because, like I said, I don't ever want anybody to be in the dark when they're dealing with me. because I think that you have the right to know everything that needs to be known, especially if it's up front and I'm in the spotlight or whatever. I believe that you should know, but I don't know. He just felt like, I guess, deuces and do him. Okay, well, you know, Fuller started to change is what he told me, and that's the reason why he's starting to not have a problem with it. I don't care about that, correct? Because that's what you had in the beginning.
Right. So do you think there would be any type of jealousy if you and, say, like, maybe if just you was doing the, you, now I'm just speaking of you being married, which we know you're not, so I'm hypothetically speaking, you're married and, you know, you're going out every night or whenever they do the shoots and your husband's at home. If he became jealous, how would you handle that? Now, he knew that this is what you was doing all along, but now all of a sudden he's jealous and, you know, wants you to stop and all this old crazy stuff.
Well, I hope his income can definitely pick up my half of what I was bringing in, all that extra we were doing and all that extra saving we was doing, all that extra trips and extra expenses we were spending and we were doing. Hopefully his paycheck can cover that more. Unless he must be picking up better hours and more money, because that will be the only way that that's going to stop on this book. Because, again, I came in as open-minded, and you already knew. And at the time, it just wasn't look like I was going to stop. So either you're going to ride or you're not going to ride. And I don't think that it's fair that someone says in the beginning, I'm a rider and I'm a do this, or even 6-7 months within a relationship, it is there and over. Damn near, we married 3 years, and I've been doing this, and you decide all of a sudden now you have a problem with it. No, you didn't have a problem in spending my money when I was bringing it home. You didn't have a problem spending my money when it was used towards a bill or whatever the case may be. So as far as you being jealous, okay. But again, these shoots that and these scenes that we do, let me explain something to you. It's not what nobody expected to be. It's not no, oh, my God, she's, you know, having sex for 5 hours. Let me tell you something. The shoot normally is supposed to about 35, 45 minutes. And you're not fucking in the same position. You're fucking in damn near 20 positions. And you're doing it for about 35, 45 minutes. And it depends on the guy that you pick because, you know, you got to wait for him to get hard. He can't come right now, so you got to retake or whatever. So I might be there for a couple hours, but I'm not fucking those many hours. I might be there for 6 hours, but there's a lot that entails in that. So, you know, when people see it, it's just like, oh, well, she fucks 5-6 hours. You've been gone. No, honey, it's really not that, because it could be a whole lot with far as him and me, our interaction and our, you know, how we present each other on set. He can't come at a certain time. He can't come right now. So now we got to wait. Or even if he do come, now we got to wait for him to get back up and get himself together and get his life back up and his manhood and all that. So it's a lot that's on that set, but it's not as much people think it is. People think, oh, you just grooming everybody and that's it. I mean, yeah, I'm having sex, but it's not what you think. Don't let the video or DVD present it to you like, oh, my gosh, he fucked that man for 7 hours. No, I didn't do that for 7 hours. For 7 hours. Out of those 7 hours, I probably really altogether probably slept with this man for a whole hour, and that was split up because now I got to wait for him to get together, you got to wait for me to get it together, and all the scenes and editing and stuff like that. So you got to retake and do it again. So, I mean, that's the way I'm going to handle that situation as far as being married. But, you know, I will hope that I'm done this part of my life before I settle down, have kids, and have married. That's my goal. My thing is now I'm enjoying life. I'm being free. I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy entertaining. And for now, it's an open door for me, and it's an easy open door for what everything else I want to do behind just that porn.
Right.
I want to do. It's a lot more that I want to do. So for me, that's the way that I can get exposure. That's the way that I can get known, and that's a lot faster. So that's just my drift on it.
Okay, let me bring in Rhea. Hi, Rhea.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay, do you have any comments to what Danny just spoke of?
No, I mean, I understand her position, and like she said, she would be, well, no, I don't have any comments.
Okay. Well, what, you know, what the whole concept is the adult entertainers, you know, having children, and, you know, like I had said earlier in the show, this one particular entertainer had said she, you know, chose that career over being on welfare and wanting to be independent. But my thing is, if you are educated, you have a degree, or if you're able to work, you know, who's to say that if you start off working at McDonald's, you may not become an owner of McDonald's or the manager, or, you know, just go back to school and work your way up. Because, and I'm, you know, I'm only speaking from, you know, for myself, it's just something that I don't think that I would ever, I've never even entertained the thought of being an adult entertainer. Now, stripping, when I did have the body, I should have did it then. But if I did have the body to be a stripper, I believe I would do, I may strip, you know, not go completely nude, maybe topless, you know, but as far as being, you know, doing the porn thing, that's just not, you know, my thing. And I'm not knocking anybody who does it, because if that's what they want to do, more power to them. You know, and, you know, the topic is basically how these entertainers are perceived as parents. You know, are they good role models for their children, or, you know, it's just something that their children accept and they can deal with it and they grow up and they be productive citizens and go do what they got to do, or do they grow up and do exactly what their parents did, you know, being in the adult entertainment industry. You know, that's the issue that, you know, we're discussing tonight. So what is your take on that, Rhea, you know, as far as, like, children?
Opinion is that nobody is going to sit here and convince me that it does not have a negative effect on the children. Mm-hmm. Even if it's only from the point of view, children are cruel.
Yeah.
Amongst themselves. Even if it's only from that point of view, just to go off a little bit, that to me accompanies that same debate about people who, okay, namely teachers, who are like strippers at night and this and the other, and they're losing their jobs. And is that unfair? No, because you have put yourself in a position as a teacher where you are automatic role model and standing before those children. You cannot sit there and tell me that it does not affect them. Now, if they're older, it may make a little bit of difference. If they're thick-skinned, it may make a little bit of difference. But having not dealt with anybody personally who has done it, I only personally know one stripper, and she did it before she had children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody personally that has done work in the adult entertainment, so I can't speak on that and on that part from experience-wise. But having lived long enough to know and to watch children and what they do, you cannot tell me it does not have some kind of negative effect. Maybe, but they can't grow out of it. Don't get me wrong. They can grow out of it. They can get past it. They can this, that, and the other. But they have to, they being the children, have to make that choice to do it. There is a negativity out there that automatically follows it.
Right, because I had spoke of the young lady who had came on Dr. Drew's show after this first adult entertainer has said how her children knew about it, they accepted it, this and that. And this other, you know, lady, young lady that came on, and she said that her daughter had found the tape and, you know, saw the tape. And she sort of like, well, she had to go, she's under psychiatric care, and, you know, she just went through all these emotional breakdowns, and, you know, it was just really crazy how she described these things that happened to her daughter, all on account of her mom being a porn star. And, you know, some, like you said, some children may grow out of it, some may not. And then, like I also mentioned, children want to emulate their parents and they want to be like their parents. So some children may have it in their mind and thinking that it's the right thing to do, especially if you're telling your child, well, this is what I do to make money, to take care of you, this is what I do to make money, to send you to school and all this and that. So the first thing that'll come to their mind is, oh, well, I guess I can do that, too, to make money to, you know, bring my kids up or to support my family, you know. So that's the, you know, the issue that I have. Now, some children may not even be affected by it, but I do believe that there will be some type of way that they're going to be affected, you know, even if they don't show it, because mm-hmm. I know that I would really hate to be somewhere and hear somebody say, did you see so-and-so, you know, did you see so-and-so, you see that tape that so-and-so was in? Man, she was doing this and doing that. You know, I'm
exactly.
going to be saying, that's my mother, you know, and it's going to be really kind of hard and heartbreaking for me to hear, you know, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about what my mom did in this tape. She did this, she did that, blah, 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 you know, and not to say that I may lash out or whatever, because it may be a thing they keep these things inside, and that's what caused them to have these psychological problems. We have a call on, and I'm going to bring this. Huh?
I agree.
Okay. 334-785, are you there?
Yeah, ma'am. This is Granny.
Hello.
Hey, Rhea.
Hey.
And Daddy.
Long time. I told Mom Deuce I was going to catch her show tonight if that was the last thing I do, honey. Yeah, ma'am. Anyway, I agree with both what Mom Deuce and what you're saying, Rhea. However, I do respect it. She's still on the line? The
Danny?
Danny.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I respect that, but I respect what she has done as far as not, she, you're, okay, Danny's not a mother, is she?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I respect that to some aspects, but when you look at the overall picture later on down the line in life, it's already that women get a negative results from people as is when we choose to get out here and be promiscuous and sleep with more than one dude. And then you go into making, you know, sleeping with men a profession. It's like it's hard to kind of recover from that. People always, we be too quick to keep, what's the word I want to look? I just say we be too quick to judge people and reflect on what they have done in their past, and we kind of have a tendency of holding that type of stuff over their head. So I got a question. If you did choose to have kids or whatever, and I know I heard you kind of try to explain it, or well, you explained it a little earlier, wouldn't you feel some type of way knowing that maybe your kids might get picked on, or They might not respect you as much as they might have would if you wasn't in the porn business or chose that type of lifestyle?
I've thought about it, yes. I definitely have thought about it. I mean, there's many ways that I can handle that. Because of the death of my son, I choose not to have any more children because I don't feel like I don't want to be scared. So not only do I think that I'm not going to have any more children, that still don't deface my god kids, my nieces, my sister, or my family, or
mm-hmm.
people that I grew up with, my church family. I deal with this every day because I come from a church family. Yes, I admit that I come from a church family, so I get it every day. I get it all day. I have to look at my aunts, my elders. I have to look at all these people all the time because they're family and they're titled. But at this moment, I'm comfortable, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm not going to stop because of the fact that 20 other people want me to stop, or they think that later in life. There's stuff in my past that I've done that people still think about, and they're going to always remember that, and people still think about it. I can't help my past. I'm not, you know, I can't explain what I would do because I don't have any children, so I really don't speak on this subject because I do not have any kids. I cannot tell you what I'm going to do because tomorrow I might get pregnant, have kids, and I might decide to stop, period.
Right.
Or I might decide to have kids and don't stop. So I can't explain what I'm going to do hypothetically. I mean, it's okay hypothetically, but I can't really tell you until I'm in that shoe. So I don't even speak on having kids because I can't tell you. I only can tell you the effect that I have now on my cousin, on my little nieces, my goddaughter, and my family. No, they don't like it, not at all. But to them, I believe my family deals with it as out of sight, out of mind. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's not a day in my life that goes by that maybe one of their coworkers or one of their homies or one of their friends happens to be on Facebook or happens to be on YouTube and see something and be like, oh, my God, was that just your cousin or is that your niece? Or, oh, my God, what is she doing? Or anybody that I grew up with far as church family, like, what is she going on? What's going through her? So, again, I can't really tell you far as kids. I mean, later in life, yeah, I'm going to have to deal with this. Just like at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go to judgment and deal with a whole lot of stuff that I've done that other people don't even know I've done. So,
mm-hmm.
I, to be honest with you, I'm not being disrespectful or smart. I deal with it when that time comes. But as of right now, I'm comfortable and I'm okay with it. And I'm not, to me, I'm not hurting anybody because of the fact that I don't have no children far as on this topic anyway. Yeah, my family's hurt. I deal with it all the time. They're hurt. And there's part of me that feels bad. It's like, oh, God, why? You know, why are you doing this? And there's moments I ask myself. And yeah, I have my reasons for why I'm doing it. But if I'm comfortable and I'm okay with it and I'm content with it, then that's what matters. When it condemns me, then that's when I will continue to go forth in that issue far as stopping or whatever it is.
Yeah, can I say one more thing to a mom, dudes?
Sure.
I mean, I cold-heartedly respect you because I try to look at things in a different light. Both mom dudes used to be my co-host, so she know can't be off the chain when it comes to certain ways of how I feel about individuals and what they do. Now, I can respect you being a porn star, and I can respect the fact that you say, you know, you don't want to have any more kids considering that something happened when you did have a child. I'm going to tell you what I really don't respect is people like some porn stars that are coming out getting in rap videos, and then when I go on Twitter and different places, I got to see these women busting it wide open. I don't want to see your coochie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can do stuff that's, and even if it is whole light tendencies or, you know, nasty in its own sense, that you can do everything with a little bit of taste. That's all I'm saying. Just like mom was talking about since she want to be a stripper. Me too, but I got my gut too big. Can't do it. I was thinking about opening up a strip club. We were just talking about it today for BBW. But I just, are you one of those?
That would be nice.
Well, baby,
well, let
y'all
me know when you open it, because I sure will be a candidate. Just let me know where you're at, and I sure fly. I will sure try out for it.
Have mercy. Yeah, ma'am. I'm going to need y'all
now,
to donate
y'all
to the Miss K Foundations because we try to get it up and running with this operation. Oh, man. But are you, I guess my question to you is, are you one of those ones that just keep your life kind of behind closed doors with the porno, or are you just all out in the open with it? Are you all over the place with it?
I am. I can't say there's some sites that I'm all over the place. There's some. I have a fan page on Facebook, and that was just crazy. I made it yesterday. I put certain pictures on there, and it that went crazy. And I can understand where you're coming from because apparently I had a back and forth on Facebook yesterday with one of my church childhood friends that we grew up. What happens is Facebook, and I try to tell people this all the time, as far as Facebook goes, it has a lot of ways that you can not see that. There's a lot of clicks that you can click on so that you won't see anything that I do. But if we have mutual friends, the only best way that I can tell anybody is delete me or block me, because that's the only way that you won't be able to see anything I do as far as a picture of my ass. Now, I don't have my pussy on there, no. I have a picture of my ass maybe in lingerie or just my ass, period. But I might be bent over, whatever the picture may be. I try to tell people, it's not like I pick somebody's wall out of my friend list and say, you know what, I decided I'm going to play on your wall, so I'm going to put all my nasty pictures on there. No, I didn't do that. What happens is if I have a fan page and we got 12 mutual friends and all 12 of them mutual friends like that page, your news feed is going to see a whole lot of that. And I try to tell people that all day yesterday, and I guess that wasn't registered until today. But I don't do it. I do it to a moderation. It's my fan page, so I put enough on there that it keep me up, just to keep you intense, because now I have a website that you can go to that you can see more, a whole lot of stuff, where that should be at my website. A whole lot of more stuff should be exactly at my website. But, yes, there's some things on Facebook that you might not want to see. But I try to tell people, you enter it at your own risk. If you you enter it on your own risk.
It's not, and maybe Mom Deuce and Real can help me with this. It's not just the Facebook. I got, Mom Deuce, you remember me telling you, it's been a while ago, about I got some stuff brought to me about doing an interview with the video vixen Cuban Lust. Remember that?
Yeah.
It kind of just sits back. I hate to judge women, God knows. I really do. I hate to judge women because we all have, you know, had hoe-like tendencies. I'd be the first one to admit. But at the end of the day, everything that I've done has been behind closed doors. I personally don't have a respect for stripper bitches. I don't, excuse the language. But I'm not going to say all but some. And maybe it's because of what I see them doing after the fact. I mean, oh, my God, like with Worldstar, it seems like now that we see stuff, every female thinks that the way out is I need to become a porno star or a video vixen or a stripper or I need to do something that's exposing my body or let me go get some ass injections because I'm not comfortable within myself. And it just, I don't know, for me it leaves a bad taste because even with the chicks that's on BBW of L.A., I'm looking at Drell. I'm looking at Brooke. These ain't nothing but groupie bitches. They're no better than a porn star, to keep it frank.
Mm-hmm.
But now they get all this exposure. Look at Amber Rose. Mom Deuce and Rhea, I know y'all have heard me talk about this, especially Mom Deuce. I can't stand her. Because at the end of the day, when I look at people like Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, you're skanky-ass women. You should have went in the porno business. I think I would have respected them a little bit better if that's what they would have been doing. Because it's like, once you start out as something, I tell my daughter all the time, if you develop a reputation for yourself, that's what people are going to always look at. They're going to take it, and they're going to run with it.
You're right.
Yeah, because Kim Kardashian and even Paris Hilton, they all made those sex tapes, and that's what made them famous, you know. But if somebody else out there, look at Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, where's she at? What's she been up to, you know, because that's what she wanted to do. But you haven't heard anything else about her, you know, what's going on.
That video wasn't about making her famous. That was about making his ass famous.
Her pimp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't about her.
Did work, honey.
Yeah.
I'm going to need them to get back into their drawing board.
Yeah. And also, I picked up on the internet where Nadia Sudamon, the Octomom,
Lord.
California Child Service has encouraged her to work in the adult entertainment industry. Now, can you imagine somebody with 14 children doing that?
Okay, you say they have encouraged her?
Yeah, that's what it said on the internet. It said Nadia Sudamon, California Child Service, encouraged her to work in the adult entertainment industry.
So that's a job easier to take the kids home, because that must be what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be the next thing that comes. Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
And even if she do that, I mean, so what? Hell, she was just in Orlando trying to be a stripper at the strip club and got mad behind something and then end up not doing her duties and shit. So, I mean, at the end of the day, who really cares about the Octomom? I don't believe her kids respect her. So, at the end of the day, if she do it, she do it. If she don't, then she don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah, they may not, you know, because the way they tore that house up, but... You know, just the thought of the California Child Service providers are encouraging her to do that.
That doesn't make any sense. That contradicts their whole purpose. That's why I said that must be a setup, and she'll fool if she fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
If she really wants those kids.
Yep. And also, I don't know if you guys remember Tracy Lord. She was a porn star at 17. And you guys remember her?
I do.
Yeah. She was a porn star at 17. And then when she got legit, quote unquote, and did her first movie, they suddenly got rid of all the tapes that she ever made when she was 17. And you're not going to tell me that somebody in the industry did not know that she was 17, even though she
exactly.
looked older than 17. But, you know, somebody knew. Somebody knew.
They didn't care. Because as long as they could make a buck off of her, honey, they, yeah, come on down, honey. You going to be our star. We finna get this money.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a respect once again for Danny for being, I guess, you know, not, I haven't heard about you and you could be out there. I don't know. And when I say heard about, that means every time I go on media takeout, there you go. Every time I go
right,
on Twitter,
right.
there you go. If I decide to go take a trip, I'm on Worldstar probably 7 hours out the day. There you go, World Star Honey. I don't want to see you like that. You can be my best friend, bitch. I don't want to see you like that.
Right. Well, we have another caller on the line. I'll bring this caller in. 402-972, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, black man. How are you?
Hello. How are you, lady?
Hey,
and for the record, Tracy Lords was 14. When she first
Oh, she was 14.
That's why they got rid of all of them except one where she was about 18. Because it was considered child pornography. No, her stepfather was the one that got her into pornography.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the one that got her into it at the age of 14. That's why they got rid of a lot of her stuff.
I thought I remembered that she was younger than 17, but I didn't
say
it.
Right, I thought she was 17.
I wasn't certain, but I thought I remembered that she was younger than that.
Yeah, she was 14.
Because
a
lot of them got called on the carpet for, you know, and, like, investigated and stuff following that, and they were a little bit more cautious about towing that line of 18. You know, you had to be. It could be your 18th birthday, but you had to be 18.
Right.
Mm. Wow. I had that wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But she,
no, that's okay.
I know that she was.
Yeah.
Right. I appreciate that.
Sure.
But I definitely knew that she was younger than the age appropriate for being, you know, a porn star. And how they got rid of all the tapes and stuff like this that she had did when she did her first movie. You know, a non-pornographic movie. I forgot the movie she had starred in, but, they got rid of all those tapes, and it was just big controversy about her being, you know, as young as she was. But then she 14, so they definitely knew. They knew she wasn't grown.
But even when she did that movie, if you notice that still was the primary talk of that movie. They tried with all their heart not to let that be the biggest publicity thing. Everywhere you went, every time they talked about it, that still came up. You don't you don't get to erase that. You don't get to you don't get a do-over.
Mm-hmm.
It follows you, and that's why I said when I said you can't tell me it doesn't hurt them somewhere down the line. You understand what I'm saying? Because, and like I said, some kids, they develop a thick skin about it. But I think the ones who have the hardest of times, well, I can't say that because I'm sure the ones who have female children, guys expect them to be like their mama. And the ones who have male children, he probably fight all the time because he don't want nobody looking at his mama like that. But, hey, you walk into a room, and that's the spread they got out. That's what happened with that teacher that got one of the most noted teachers that got fired. It was because her class, guys in her class was looking at her pictures. That's how they found out about it. So it has an effect. And I guess, see, Demi doesn't have children, but then she opened up another door when she talked about her other family members, because I didn't go beyond the children, okay?
Mm.
And she opened up that other door when she talked about her other family members, and it starts you to thinking and wondering, because what we do, period, in life, good, better, and different, it does have effect on those around us.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if this is what you really want to do,
do you do it anyway? It for me, it just puts you in that line of thought, because I didn't even think about the other family members outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, basically, go on, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just say this real quick. If you're a friend or you love somebody that's in your family, you're going to try to support them regardless of what they do. I mean, if they ain't out here committing no damn murder, then, you know, if it ain't really hurting nobody, then I feel like you should stand their ground. I respect her, you know, as a woman right now for choosing to, you know, try to be independent, because like I always say, and even with what I wrote in my book, everybody's not meant to go out here and get a fucking college education. It's just, that's just not what people do. People got college education. I can name quite a few of them. My cousin, she's a model. She's beautiful. She been in the Jet magazine just recently. And she got a degree in psychology or something, but she's not doing anything in her field. I know several people like that. I got a friend that's, you know, got a degree in finances, banking and all that crap, and yet and still is not working for them. So when people start looking at different, I guess you could say, revenues and different roles to go down as far as a career path, and I don't know if being a porn star is a career path. I guess it is, because, shit, it's a billion-dollar industry. I might need
yes,
to start getting some pointers myself, but I ain't got the body, so I'm going to just leave that alone.
Well, I'm buying. I'm watching. I didn't know Miss King could do that.
I am very flexible, I am. So I might
don't call her Miss King for
look,
nothing.
Daddy, what is your Facebook? Honey, if this industry junk don't be no work out for me within the next 3 years, I'm finna have to take another route. I ain't lying. Before I get too old.
Well, like I
hey,
said,
there's
I
some
had...
of the old ones. There's some women that have been in porn. They quit and they've gotten older and they come back and starting doing it again. So
yeah, like
it don't matter
Janet
what your age is.
Yeah, Jana Jameson. She was best known as the queen of adult entertainment. And it wasn't about her acting abilities. It was about how she had issues with abuse and drugs and how she overcame it. And she went on to create a mini empire that had an annual revenue of over $30 million. And she's the only adult entertainer to have a wax figure in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Las Vegas, because she caters to the celebrities and all this and that. So I guess Janet Jameson is a star in her own right, a celebrity. But, she was considered to be the queen of the adult entertainment. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she was married and divorced.
What about that other lady?
Yeah,
Vanessa,
but that
what's
Latino.
Her name?
What's the other one?
Vanessa Del Rio?
Yeah.
Oh, she's still operating, honey. She's still got her website.
She's still doing tape?
I don't know if she's still doing them on her website, but I know she has her own website, and it's still going strong. Plus, she was giving advice in some magazines, Black Men Magazine, at one point. She was giving advice on there.
You know, I heard somebody say that Vanessa Del Rio was. Now, I don't know how true this is, but it's that Vanessa Del Rio was Debbie Allen and Priscilla Rashad's sister, but because she was a porn star, they disowned her.
Well, the brother
that's just something
that
I heard. I don't know how
okay.
true it is, you know, but I did hear that some years ago.
Really?
Well, but,
I mean,
you know, people.
That, let's see, this one brother said her mother is a dark-skinned Puerto Rican. And I think her father was, like, white or something like that.
Vanessa Del Rio?
Yep.
And also heard this cab driver had told me one time how Vanessa Del Rio had gotten started in porn. He said that her father used to sexually abuse her, and that's how she got started in the porn industry. Yeah, but you know, just like it said for Gina Jameson, she went through abuse and drugs and the whole gamut, and she overcame it by becoming a porn star and built a mini empire, $30 million. So I mean that's good. So I don't know if she's retired now, but I know she has a line of things going on, a lot of things going on.
She's supposed to be retired, and then you got some other women in there that haven't been abused that got college degrees, like Tara Patrick. She got a degree in, I think it was some type of science degree. Well, anyway, she don't need to do that, but she wanted to.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's divorced now, and she's dating somebody, but some women in there haven't. Some women are just exhibitionists. Others are out of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if that's what you want to do, because even on the side of men, you know, you got relatives that'll see that and they're like Sean, you know, like Sean, what's that brother that's been in for years?
Sean Michael.
Sean Michael. You know,
yeah.
His mother knew what he was doing. You know, she didn't too much like it, but that's her son. And he
right, so now he's producing a producer and a director now.
Yes, he is. And he's still in. He still does them too from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what Mr. Marcus should have been doing instead of running around here spreading syphilis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that, because I think Ms. King was talking about, y'all were talking about Brian Pumper when it dealt with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a really bad rap in adult industry. I mean, there were stories about how he wanted a woman to take a dump on his chest over in Europe.
Mm.
Then there was another story about how he wanted to have sex with one of the girls over in Europe. And I guess the brother that was doing the scene with him, he got so jealous that he went over and bit his dick.
Wow.
And the girl that said this, they said this on camera. This woman said it, that was a European porn star, was talking to one of the brothers that does it here in the United States, and it was on film. This is what she said.
Mm.
And he's got a bad rap. A lot of women don't want to work with him. But the point.
And who is this?
Brian Plumper. The one that was doing the video with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
Oh, okay.
That's Brian Plumper. They say bad things about him in the industry. But anyway, the point is, if you, as a parent, because, you know, some of them are married and doing and have a family. Because then one of the white guys that does it, he goes in, he does his movie. His wife doesn't do it anymore, but he goes in, he does his movie, and then they go to church on Sunday.
Mm.
This is what he said. Wow. I get up, you know, just as such, and then when Sunday comes, I get up, I go to church, you know, I live like a normal family, you know, just get normal. But if your family can't deal with that, knowing that your family is going to be seeing you, because, you know, people watch it, so one of your relatives is going to be like, oh, that's my cousin, or that's my brother, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't handle the backlash of it, then it's not good for you to do it, and you're going to have to tell your children one day, because somebody's going to be saying, yeah, your mama, you know, your mama was swallowing three dudes. Your mama's nasty.
Right, because that's what happened to that young lady who had confronted the other young lady who had said she had, her children knew about it. Her daughter just ran, this other lady, her daughter just ran across a tape, and she, you know, had her friend sit down. She didn't know what the tape was about. She opened the tape and then seeing her mom doing all kind of things on this tape sent her to, I think she went to an institution for a minute. But, you know, just the thought of you seeing your mom doing all these things, not only you, but you got all your little friends sitting around watching it too. So you know the kids are nan, 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 and I've seen your mom do this and whatever. So you have to go to school and be ridiculed and laughed at, you know, you're going through all this, and that's really not good. That's the things I'm speaking of now. Just like Rhea had mentioned, there are some children who have thick skin and it doesn't really bother them. Then you have the kids who really can't deal with it because, for instance, in that young lady's inviting her little friends to see that tape. Now, granted, maybe if she's seen it by herself, it may have been different. I don't know. But if I had invited all my friends over to see a tape and I'm not knowing what's on the tape and all of a sudden I see my mom up there doing, you know, all these different things, I'm going to be, oh, my goodness, I don't even know if I can go back to school, you know, or be around my friends. You know,
right.
So those are the things that I'm speaking of. You know, not to say that there are children who accepted, you know, what their, you know, what their parents did or doing, and they get on with their life.
Right, because I know there's one, there's one porn star by the name of Isla Fox. Well,
mm-hmm.
her mother used to do pornos.
Mm-hmm.
And then her daughter got into doing them. So it was like, oh. I guess
a family affair, huh?
Yeah, it's a, I guess it's a family affair because, you know, I used to do them. You know, if you want to do them, hey, you know, I don't know what else to say about it. It's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You just
have
to be able to handle that. If you can't handle it, don't do it.
Right, right. And, you know, just like, you know, as far as Danny is concerned, you know, it's a thing where she's not, she's doing her. You know, she's doing her, and she has no kids to worry about, you know, but like she
mm-hmm.
has her family, they already know what she's doing, so it's not a thing where she's, you know, hiding anything from them, but it's just the point of her, you know, maybe hitting a little backlash and things like that. But the thing of it is, you know, she doesn't have any children. You know, maybe somewhere later on in life, if she decides, but she's already said that she's not going to have any children due to a tragic incident with her first child. So, you know, this is basically for parents who have children who can't handle it. You know, children who are going through this, being ridiculed and made fun of, and their parents are being talked about. You know, those are the children that I'm speaking of.
Right.
Yeah, and remember Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She got into porn, I think, after, I don't know if it was before she had her children. Was it before she had her children or after she had her children, black man, do you know?
Oh, I think it was probably after, maybe. So it was a few
right.
years after that whole incident. After.
Because she had went to jail for 8 years. Remember that, for
yeah.
shooting Joy Buttafuoco's wife in the face. And she was
right.
17 at that particular time. He was 35. And she
yeah.
spent 8 years in jail. And she got out. I think she got married. And she got on drugs because she was in rehab. And then the next thing I heard that she had did some porns.
Yeah,
but I didn't know if it was.
So,
I didn't know if it was after she had gotten married or had her kids or whatever. But, you know, some people just, you know, feel that, you know, like this woman that was on Dr. Drew, she was just, you know, to me it seemed that she was more geared to doing what she wanted to do, and that's what she wanted to do, you know. And you know, she said that her children knew, they accepted it, but, like, I really wish that Dr. Drew had asked her, well, would you like for your children to grow up and do whatever it is that you're doing? Because a lot of these parents, the first thing come out their mouth is, no, I don't want them to do what I'm doing.
What?
You know, but if you feel proud of yourself and you're telling them what you're doing, then what difference does it make? You know, that's like.
Who was it again?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Who was it again? Wasn't the woman's name?
Her name was, what was her name? let me see, I can't. Alana Evans.
Alana Evans.
I don't know if that was her porn name, but, you know, her name on the show was Elena Evans.
Huh.
And the lady who came on and said that she didn't, when her daughter had found the tape, her name was Shelley Lovin.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, it just depends on how the child perceives things. But I really don't think that children should be exposed to things like that at an early age, at such a young age. Maybe when they, you know, was 18 or 19 or something like that, and you could, you know, really have that conversation with them. Well, yes, I did porn, or I'm still doing porn, and I did it for this reason, whatever, you know, but not to have your little child find a tape and see it, or you know, you go to your child and say, well, mommy got to go to work because I got to get money and this is the only thing that I can do. You know, you don't give your children those type of incentives to think that even, you know, because, like, if I was to do it, I wouldn't tell my children.
Yeah, I don't think probably a lot of them tell their child until they're old enough to where they feel they can handle or understand what they're doing.
Right, because children, like Rhea has said, children are affected by it, whether they show it or not. You know, some children that may keep it in, they may lash out in different ways. You know, they may be bullies at school, you know, on account of knowing that their mom is doing these things. So they go and take it out on the children who are defenseless, you know, just beating them up. You know, there are a lot of things that go on in children's minds that some of the parents don't even know anything about simply because of things that they've done or maybe something that they've seen, you know, and they act out on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, not to say that some porn stars may be very good role models for their children, you know, but I personally could not, you know, be in that business. I really couldn't.
So. Yeah. You sure don't. It's not what people think it is, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then it's just, you know, too much going on with that. Now, getting back to some other things that adult entertainers do, what about these escort services?
No, prostitution—that's just prostitution. That's not going to change.
Right, that's true. But you know, that's the dress-up word, escort. You telling your child, "Mommy got to go to work tonight because I got to escort this gentleman." You know, it's just so many things that that's in the adult entertainment field that children are being affected by, and you know, just like you know. Escorting is a form of prostitution, even though some of them say all they do is talk or hold hands, and some of them do. You know, some of them do.
Right.
But
right.
The majority of them who are escorts are doing it for sex.
Yeah, because you can get strippers are doing it for sex too.
Yep.
That's true. That is true. That is true because you get more. See, sex sells.
Exactly.
And you can sit down and talk to somebody all night, and they may give you about $20, $30. You lay up with them all night, they're going to give you $200, $300, even more than that, depending on, you know, what's going on or whatever you ask for.
Exactly.
Especially if you're giving up happy endings. Well, I mean, that's what they bust those massage parlors for, too.
Yeah, that's the truth.
What do they call it? Brothel? Or is it
yeah, little
brothel.
Yeah. Yeah, and they mostly run by the Koreans, mostly run those massage parlors. They rub you long time.
Oh, so the Koreans are running, okay, because some of them, like down here, they have them full. They have Asian and Hispanic women working in them. Because they were talking about how they bust them down here. And because they talk about the trafficking from Mexico, which I don't believe are all from Mexico anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you got some of them from Croatia, that they bring them over from that part of Russia or the Ukraine, and they force them into that too. But that's a business that's never going to – it's a business that's not going to end. And it would be
– oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's going to be
– yeah.
It's going to be around forever because it started in biblical days, you know, so it ain't stopped since, and it's not going to stop. As a matter of fact, it's getting so prevalent until they have it to the point where you can go to, I think that there's a legit brothel. Is that in Nevada?
Yep.
Yeah. Where you
but
go
that's
in,
not the only one. Actually, they got three operated in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one
where
that
it's
gets
legal.
A lot of press. Yeah, it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's legal. You can go in there and, you know, pick the categories, line up. You can pick the one you want, take you back in the room and get whatever you want, do whatever you want. You know, yeah, so it's legal. So I can't, well, not to say that it should be done, but why can't they make street walking legal? I guess
because they can't tax it.
There's a difference,
though, the way it runs in Nevada. Nevada has it regulated to where...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's regulated.
Right,
they
have to pay taxes and all this and that.
And get... and have to go to the doctor,
check
them out every
this.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, all that stuff. But I think if they made marijuana legal, then I think they'll make that prostitution probably the next thing they're going to have to make legal. But for a woman to explain, you know, that she may be an escort, I mean, I don't know, because do a lot of them have children?
Some of them do. I was watching this document they had on I think it was HBO or one of them, and this woman was saying how she started off being a working escort service, and eventually she went from being a prostitute to being working escort service, and the reason why she did that was because she said she was getting taken advantage of and getting beat up, and she had gotten stabbed and raped a few times. Not to say that it still couldn't happen if her being, you know, doing the escort service, but, you know, I think it's a dangerous job, too, because you don't know when somebody is crazy and don't want to pay up and would rather kill you than to give you $20. You see what I'm saying? So that's what she had started into being an escort, and she had, I think she had 5 kids. But they was taken away from her due to the fact of her when she started prostituting, and she was bringing her Johns home.
In the house?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. No, 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 no.
Yeah. So the Department of Human Services stepped in and took her kids, and that didn't stop her because she just, you know, continued to do it until she got so messed up on the streets, tired of getting raped and beat up, and just went into the escorting business. Yeah, so they, you know, they have children. Some of them are just brazen with it and don't care because, again, if I was a prostitute, there's no way that I would bring a John in my house and I got babies in there.
Mm-mm. Because you don't know how sick he could be. He could be a nut.
That's true. He could kill all of us.
Right.
But that's what was going on. And she got complained of loud noises and, you know, just stuff like that. So they found out what she was doing and took her kids. But that would have been enough to make me stop.
That's why I found it interesting that they encouraged Octomom to do that. Because, like I said, if 75% of them, plus 75% plus of them, are turning tricks anyway, and you're going to encourage this woman to do that, is that your way to just closing that case and taking those babies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand how they can do that. They must have been being sarcastic when they did that.
I don't know. Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
You're very quiet over there, darling.
No, I'm just listening.
What do you think of escorting service?
It's crazy because I get that a lot. And I think one of my mutual friends, she's into porn, and she also escorts. And I guess her friends look at my friends, and they think that we're the same chick because I get that a lot. And I'm like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? I mean, don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, you're still fucking for money. But I think porn is a lot more safer. And the reason why I say it is because I'm surrounded by a lot of people. I got cameramen. I got bodyguards. I got a whole lot of people in this room. So it's not just me and this one person. And it's just like I'm taking a chance with this one person. This person I've been through screening. This person I've been through a whole lot before I decided to step on the scene and have sex with this one individual. And again, we're having sex in front of at least 10 people in the room, or 5, mm-hmm. depending on what set and who the production is. So I think going towards porn is a lot more safer than escorting, because you're doing it on your own. You're picking this guy, and this guy makes you feel like, okay, he's safe. I don't know how much safe you can do over internet, but, you know, he said that he's safe, and you say, okay, and let's meet, and however you do it, or you just taking a chance, whether you walking and tricking, whatever it is. I don't escort. I don't plan on doing that, you know, but some people tell me, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people that tells me that, you know, it really doesn't matter because you're still escorting. Okay, well, if you feel as though, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about that, like, if that's
right.
what you feel. But I don't.
Right.
To me,
right.
I don't. I don't pick random fans, or I don't pick random people and say, okay, well, here you go. Let's do this together and let's make a profit off of it. No, I either shoot my independent where I have my own, where I use a dildo and I fuck myself on camera and sell my own crap and get it professionally quality done, or I'm with a company that's about something that ran through, you know, their men, and I get to see testers and I get to get tested and I choose from there. But other than that, I think escorting
right.
and porning is two different things, and I think it's on a different level. And I still think porn is a lot safer if just speaking on safe far as every little bit of everything. Again, Mr. Marcus definitely showed me that it doesn't even matter if you show me a test, because apparently he lied. So
yeah,
they got away with it. So not all these tests, not all these companies is actually looking for something. Some of them just looking, like he said, they went through his phone and he just showed them a picture and they said, yeah, sure, that's fine, and let's continue to fuck. Are you serious?
Right.
You didn't ask Mr. Marcus for no paperwork. You looked at his phone and say, but because of who he is, he probably
right.
got away with that because they thought he's Mr. Marcus. Why would he lie to us? So, again, it's like playing Russian roulette, however you do it, whether it's escorting, you're doing it by yourself, whether I'm doing it by myself and promote my own crap with my ex-boyfriend, or doing it with a thing. I think it's like still playing Russian roulette at the end of the day. I mean,
Go on.
I can see how porn is in a more controlled environment, like she said, because you have all these other people around. And I'm sure after you have worked with people for a while, you all have solidified these relationships. And they look out for one another, and the other is not. And it is scary to go off with somebody by yourself. You know, the number of them that end up being beaten and just, you know, killed you look at the guy, what's the guy who, what they call him,
the Craigslist murderer?
Yes, the Craigslist. Look at him.
Right.
You know, and where he did it at, you would have thought you would have been a lot safer where he was doing it at, you know, in a more
plush hotel,
fancier
yeah.
place, exactly, and stuff like that. And look what he was doing. It's like, wow. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how that would be safer, because you are around all those other people, and you're in a more controlled environment. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's a brothel, like they run them in Nevada, yeah. I believe that would be a safer environment where it's basically regulated.
Yeah.
Because
right.
you're all in one big place.
Right,
so,
and then the room has cameras
room,
and it's monitored.
Right, if there's a camera, if they have cameras in the room, if necessary, they got them there. So if anything goes down, that person's not going to escape, and he's going to get dealt with and prosecuted
mm-hmm.
right then and there. So that's what I'm saying, you know, they might as well just regulate prostitution. They might as well just make it legal. I mean, if you're going to make porn and stripping legal, then you might as well make prostitution legal, because all the cities have escorts. Every city has massage parlors. They still
mm-hmm.
operate, but they're supposed to be illegal, but they still operate. Whether they say on the ad you're going to have sex with them or not, we all know what goes on in those type of places. I've talked to different men who've been in those places. So I know. I know. I've been to the strip club. I know they get down in the strip club. I know they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You don't call it a champagne room for nothing.
Right.
And I'm going to say, and this is the funniest thing. Like, this woman I'm seeing, okay, me and her went to a strip club. Now, I went to the bathroom. It has this big sign about no dealing drugs, you know, drugs are prohibited on the premises and all this, and you will be prosecuted if you come, you'll be escorted or prosecuted if you come in here with drugs. And then it also says no prostitution. Okay, but the waitress was telling me and her there's two different rooms. There's a champagne room and there's another room. You can pick a girl to go in this other room, and y'all can negotiate your price. Well, what was she saying when she meant you can negotiate your price? What do I need to negotiate my price for an entertainer, for a dancer? Because we all know you either give her $1, you give her $20 for a lap dance. Some places maybe $10, depending if you go at a certain time. So why do I got to negotiate a price with one of them? Because it all boils down to the still prostitution.
Yeah.
Still prostitution. And I don't know what these women say to their children or what, if they don't know. Maybe they're young, they don't know, okay? Or maybe they just don't tell them until they're old enough to kind of understand, you know. So.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's hard.
Same with men.
Ones.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, men probably have to go through the same thing, too, because it's just not on women, because men do it. So men have to... Well, baby girl, you know, they got may have daughters. You know? So
yeah. Now, let me ask you something, black man. This is hypothetically speaking. Say that you're married.
All right.
And your wife is a porn star. Now, when you got married, you knew this, but all of a sudden you didn't want her to do that anymore. How would you handle that?
Okay, knowing me, and this is hypothetical, thank God. Now, knowing me, I would have said something Ray in the beginning. Okay, you know, how long do you intend on doing this? Because I don't really want you to be doing this for a long period of time while we're married. I would have got that straight first.
Right.
You know, because if it comes to a certain period of time and she's still doing or she still wants to do them, then I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So, because how you met a person, you got to be able to willing to roll with certain things. Like if they're in that type of industry, can you roll with it? Can you handle it? Is it going to be all right? Are you going to flip out? You know, so if that was the case, yeah, she can't be in that for a long period of time. I don't want that in my, you know. So.
Right, and there's a saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Do you ever think that if a woman is, you know, out there prostituting and she decides, she meets somebody that, you know, is very interested in her and he offered her, you know, telling her, well, you know, I really want to take you out of that business, and, you know, she gets out of the business and they get married. Then that old snake comes out one day where she gets a little urge and she wants to go out back out there and, you know, turn some tricks. So do you think that it's possible that once a woman meets somebody and gets married, that it's a possibility that she could completely give up prostituting, or, you know, is that going to be something that she's going to continuously do? Do you think? In other words, can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
I think sometimes it depends. I think there are some women that they are like, I don't want to do this no more. I really want to be with this man, so I'm going to stop. And there's another ones that I don't think want to stop or can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you can't turn a hoe into a husband either.
Good point.
Don't blame. You can't turn a hoe into a husband either.
That's a good point.
That depends. I'm serious. That depends on those
people. If they want to stop doing that, they will stop doing it. And if they don't, they won't. Because that other side is a lot more prominent than this other side.
That is the truth. That is the truth. And when I right, because speaking of hoe, a man can be a hoe as well. So can you turn a hoe into a housewife, or can you turn a hoe into a husband? You know, because, and I think, you know, like Black Man had mentioned, it depends on the woman, because she may be tired of it, and she may have been waiting for somebody to rescue her, quote unquote, you know, to get her off those streets. So once she gets off those streets and she has it in her mind that I'm saved, I'm, you know, I don't have to do that anymore, then that's when she becomes this wife. You know, then you have the woman that you take off the street, and she has other, her motives are different. You know, she may just want somebody to protect her, or somebody to be there for her, and, you know, just tip out every so often, you know, still tricking, you know, because you do have women who are still, you know, addicted to that lifestyle. But I do believe that it can be done, but, you know, like you said, it depends on the person, what their ambitions are and what they really want out of life, because I've seen so many documentaries where women have been just started off prostituting when they was 10, 11, and 12 years old, and they're in their 20s, looking like they're 50 and 60, you know, still beating those streets, you know. And I'm quite sure it may have ran through their mind a couple of times. I wish some man would come along and rescue me. I wish some man would come along and marry me. You know, I'm tired of doing this, but they just don't have any initiatives or anything that's going to make them stop doing what they're doing.
There's different levels of that, too. You got street walkers, you got high-end, you got escorts, and you got high-end escorts. And high-end escorts are more classy, but they cater more to, they could find probably a man that can actually take care of them, because the means, they are involved with men who have got means. I mean, they pay for like $1,200 and up for a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can escort, still be crazy as hell, too.
No, I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying for that particular type of woman who's actually looking for to be saved and so-called, she would be, it would be easier for her as a high-end escort than the other two tiers of prostitutes. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're getting to, I was saying to the show, but we're going to cut it a little short tonight. And, you know, I just want to say to, if anybody's out there listening that's in the adult entertainment field, be it porno, be it stripper, be it prostitute, escort, massage, or whatever you're doing, you know, if you have children, and if it's affecting them, you know, maybe you need to cut it out, or, you know, do something, but just don't keep hurting your child, you know, by something that you're doing. And if you're out there saying that this is your only means of support, then it's really not, even though you make more money doing what you're doing, but, you know, don't use that as a crutch, because something good may come along, you know, and be a little bit respectful of your children, because you're always going to want them to be respectful to you. You know, that's what I have to say about it. And I'm going to start with Danny. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, I'm pretty good. I appreciate everybody that gave me a little bit of respect, and those that could understand where I was coming from on my end. But apparently on the show, I mean, I enjoyed the conversation. I always, you know, definitely an eye-opener for me and different stuff. And maybe, you know, made me think a little bit. So I appreciate that, and thanks to everybody that was listening. That's about all.
Okay, Rhea, do you have any closing remarks?
No.
No, I said it all.
Okay, Black Man, do you?
No closing remarks, but I'd like to know who that sister is that does them, so I can see her work.
Oh, my God.
Work.
I'm sorry, I'm still a straight man. As long
we
as I'm
know.
A straight man, I'm watching.
D,
Danny, you can put your information in the chat room if you'd like. Miss Kane, do you have any closing remarks?
No. God, I guess real quick, because y'all know I do talk a lot.
Well, go on,
darling. You want to say what I do?
No, just go on and say what it is you got to say. You can say it.
Okay. I just feel like you got to do what works best for you. I really try not to pass too much judgment. However, like I said, if you're going to do something, do it in moderation. If you're going to be in the porn business, be in the porn business, but just keep it at that. And I think basically keep whatever you do tasteful. And I know that's kind of maybe sounding a little contradicted or not sounding right or coming off wrong to some people, but I don't want to see you all over the fucking internet. I just don't. I think there's, you know, a time and a place for everything, and I think that you can do everything in the moderation. If you're going to promote yourself, okay, that's cool. But I do feel like when you're on some of these sites, and I'm just saying for some of these porno bitches that I see over there on Twitter and stuff, can you put on some clothes? Because when you on rapper Gucci Mane on his list, you come on my timeline. So I see what you tweeting and all this other crap. But it is what it is. And I want to get Danny's information. I want to bring her on my show because, you know, I like to try to be controversial. I'm stealing this one from you, Mom.
I'm nowhere near my computer, but for far as Facebook though, you can find me on Nawana Munch Jones. That's NAWANIA. Middle name is Munch, MUNCH, and Jones, JONES. It's three pages. You can, the one with the curly hair is the one that I access the most. And my fan page is Munch the Mouth, MUNCHDA, and then it's Mouth, MOUTH. You can find me on Facebook. That's my fan page. So I'm not on my computer. I'm outside right now, so I'm not on a computer. I got everybody out here listening to the show, so I'm not near a computer to type that crap in, but that's where you can find me at as far as that.
Did you give up
Twitter
your Facebook page as well?
Yeah.
Now is that page on Mom Dukes on her Facebook, or is that page connected to hers, the one with the curly hair?
I can send you her information.
Okay.
I'll send you her information. Yeah. So
I mean, you can find me on Twitter as Munch the Mouth. That's also connected to my Facebook page with the curly hair as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Great show, then. Mom, dude. Great show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate everybody who came out. Don Calypso, Black Man, the guest, Miss Kane, Nawana, and I really appreciate my co-hosts, Danny and Rhea, very, very much. You girls just don't know. Our next show, Friday show, Rhea, is open topic, so everybody come back for that. We're going to be just talking about anything that you want to talk about, or, you know, Rhea and I have different things that we'll be talking about. That's Friday. The show starts at 11 p.m. My Friday shows are at 11. And as I mentioned, my Friday shows have been cut down to twice a month. The first Friday is either we have open topic or a guest. And the last Friday is my musical show, which will be slow jams or happy hour. Every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m., Bringing Sexy Back airs. Next week's show is going to be Toxic Relationships. And if the show should change you, just, you know, check my show page. Because, like, this week's topic came from my co-host, Danny. I appreciate that, Danny. Thank you. And if you have another topic, we can talk about that as well. Or Rhea, if you have any topics, or any of my guests, anybody listen, if you have a topic that you want us to discuss on Bringing Sexy Back, just email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Or you can inbox me here on Blog Talk Radio and just put in the topic, Bringing Sexy Back. And, you know, you can send me a topic, anything that's dealing with of a sexual nature. It could be just anything, you know, as long as it's not, we're not dealing with no crazy stuff, talking about having sex with animals and all that crazy stuff. Not, but we're not even having those.
With that.
We're not even having those conversations, even though that's happening, because I've seen it on the internet, and it's just so terrible how, you know, they're doing the animals. But we're not.
I'm not trying to be smart, but there's a chick that I know that wants to be a guest for that, and I'm my stomach can't even stomach that. But you know, we could talk about that off air. But there's a young lady. She's a Caucasian lady that wants to talk about her having sex with an animal.
Bring on my show, cause I cut her ass a new asshole.
A girlfriend that I used to work with at Washington Hospital Center, she had this tape, and the name of the tape was Old MacDonald's Farm. So, you know, I brought the tape home, put the tape in. I could not watch that tape all the way through. It was just sickening. These two girls was having it with a dog and getting oral. This guy was screwing a cow, and the cow peed on him, and he was just going like he was loving it. Then he screwed a chicken. I mean, come on. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I couldn't even watch the rest of that tape. It was just, it just put a sick feeling in my stomach to see people, you know, that would even, you know, and I've seen some other things too, but it's just, you know,
Oh, can I put this out here real quick, Mom, dude?
Sure.
Tomorrow night, I got to lock it in tonight because I'm finna call my partner and we're finna talk about this BBW strip club. But I'm dead ass serious. But tomorrow night, I'm having a topic because we was on Twitter. Well, not Twitter, but WorldStar. And I don't know if y'all seen the clip. This news anchor lady, she got an email from this guy.
How she was spatting all this and that.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to do a show about, you know, being big, being fat, and I guess I want to be informative to people and let them know that not every fat person is unhealthy, you know, and not everybody is meant to be damn skinny, because, I mean, what would it look like a world of skinny people walking around here? But you wouldn't believe how me and some other people had to go in on some folks on World Star for saying, like, hurtful stuff, like fat people need to be eliminated from the world.
Yeah.
Just stuff. So tomorrow night, that's what my show is going to be about, being fat and obese and all of that crap.
Give me your URL.
It's blogtalkradio.com/Miss Kane Promotions, and I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, everybody, you heard that. That's tomorrow, Miss Kane's show. You're going to learn about us plush people, because, you know, big, fat, whatever. But, you know, just like she said, everybody who's big is not unhealthy, even though you can be big and unhealthy, because I don't have any problems. The only problem I'm suffering from is sleep apnea, and the doctor told me that was contributed to my weight. But I know some other people who are big who suffer from diabetes, high blood pressure, and all the other gamuts of things that go along with being overweight, so I'm nipping mine in the bud. I've joined Weight Watchers Girls, where, you know, Miss Jennifer Hudson went.
Oh, Lord.
I started working out to drop these pounds that I'm working on. I seen some stuff in Walgreens where it's an appetite suppressor, and it's like $20. So I'm going to start, you know, taking that and then just get back into my workout routine. And basically that's going to be what it is.
Right, but, you know, the thing I love about Weight Watchers, you can eat anything, but you get these points. As long as you don't go over your points, you know, it's really good. And how you prepare your food, too, is another thing. So I'm going to, you know, do this Weight Watcher thing and, you know, get it off and bring my sexy back on kind.
All right.
But I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this for nobody but me, you know, because it's a health issue with me. I wear the CPAP at night. And, you know, since I've been wearing that thing, I've been getting some good sleep. I am serious. because what happens, I stop breathing when I go into my REM sleep. So I don't want to wake up dead one morning, you know. So I really, and I do want
look,
to.
Look, you ain't going to wake up.
That's right. When you're dead,
about,
you ain't
that's what
up.
I'm talking about. So, yeah, right. So that's what I'm talking about. So, right. But, you know, like I said, that's the only problem I have associated with my being overweight. And I'm just, you know, nipping the other things in the bud because, you know, like some of my girlfriends, they are, you know, bigger than me or big as me, and they have high blood pressure, diabetes, and, you know, a gamut of things. And, you know, I really don't want to go through that. So I'm just doing what I'm doing for me and for my health. So that's that. And, you know, but, you know, tomorrow night everybody listen to Ms. Kane's show at 10 Central Time and 11 Eastern Standard Time. The BBWs, I'm going to tune into that myself. And like I said, our next show, next Wednesday, the topic is going to be toxic relationships, because there's so many relationships out here that are so toxic until it's not funny. And these young girls or these women are not giving up these men who are not worth 10 cents. And for what? Just to say you got a man? You know, so we're going to be talking about that. And, you know, like I said, my Friday show, this Friday show is open topic, so whatever you want to talk about. And Antoine T. Money's book is coming out. It'll be out not much longer, and he'll be going to be accepting pre-orders, and his website will be up, and, you know, all this and that. That's my first client, so I'm very proud of that, and looking forward to, yeah, his book coming out.
I'm
and,
still waiting on the movie.
Oh, well, the movie's not going to, they're going to start shooting. Oh, you're talking about the last movie.
I'm talking about the one
in.
That he did before.
Well, right. I spoke to him about that. I definitely did. And he's supposed to be getting a movie over here for you and one over here for Rhea as well. And I'm going to have to get one for Danny as well. But he said he's going to, you know, like when I spoke to him and I told him, because he said, what? What is she talking about the movie? I said, the movie that you promised last year.
Right.
And isn't Lamont shooting his, Lamont Carey, isn't he shooting his movie now?
What movie?
Laws
of the Street?
The Hills.
The Hill? I don't think he's shooting The Hill right now.
Okay.
I don't think he's shooting that right now. No,
oh, he's
going
to shoot a movie?
Well, I think he, well, he did mention that, but Lamont is doing a lot of different things, you know, so I don't even know if he's, you know, into that right now. But I did read his first book, The Hill, which was a good book. I don't know if you guys read it, but
I haven't read it yet, and I just ordered The Wall. The second part, The Wall, came out last week.
Right. Well, The Hill, it was entertaining, but like I told Lamont, and I'm not saying this behind his back because I told him the same thing, the editing in that book could have been so much better, you know.
Yeah.
But
I read a book recently that was really good, and it's like, but the editing, it was horrible. And that's exactly what I told him, too.
Right, and I told Lamont the same thing, that, you know, the book, the editing was, then it was a little bit of inconsistencies in the book, too. But, you know, overall, it was a good story. And The Hill, when I read the synopsis to The Hill, well, I read a little bit of The Hill on Amazon, and I said, oh, my goodness, because when I finished, no, The Wall, I'm sorry, I read The Wall. When I read a little bit of The Wall on the synopsis on Amazon, I was really in shock, because reading The Hill left me sort of like breathless, you know, but I'm not even going to say what it was about. But it was a good story, you know, but he just needed to, the editing on it was a little terrible.
But you may want to check with him. I think he's filming, because I'm almost certain he posted a picture when he was on set.
Mm-hmm.
So
he may be
doing his film already. And I know it's in your area, you know, it's in that D.C. area.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to check that out, because he, I think he had mentioned when The Hill came out that he was going to turn it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't know that he was shooting right now. So, well, you know, it's been a great show. I really do appreciate everybody who called in and the people that was in the chat room. And, again, my co-hosts, I love you girls.
You all have a wonderful rest of the night.
Yeah, everybody do that. And, Rhea, I'll see you on Friday. And, Danny, I'm going to give you
yes,
a call
ma'am.
Once I get off the phone. And,
okay.
Yeah, so with that being said, everybody have a beautiful night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Maybe we could get together.